Greetings, green-minded viewers, to this week's episode of Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, featuring an interview with Dr. Richard Openlander, a vegan, on how animal agriculture is destroying our planet. Dr. Openlander is an American environmentalist, wellness advocate, and dentist who over the last four decades has studied the effects of food choices on the environment and human health. He is also the president and founder of an organic vegan food production and education business, as well as the co-founder of an animal rescue and sanctuary. His research findings show that animal product production and consumption is severely harming our well-being and decimating our world by causing the substantial global loss of land, fresh water, clean air, food supply, biodiversity, and energy resources at a frighteningly rapid pace. As the author of Comfortably Unaware, Global Depletion and Food Responsibility, What You Choose to Eat is Killing Our Planet, he has appeared on radio shows and written articles for newspapers and magazines to raise awareness of conscious eating.
We're losing our global resources at an unprecedented rate. We're producing 70 billion or more animals each year, and it's growing in exponential fashion. Number is a bit difficult to pin down because on any given day, there will be, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization, 1.7 trillion chickens in the world and 1 to 2 trillion fish in the world that are on their way sooner or later off to slaughter. So it's a massive number where all of our resources are being deployed for this purpose. So in the other direction, we're using all these resources and all of our energies to produce essentially food, to create animals. It's really not even food. It's animals that we're creating. And then we're eating those, and the end result is we're eating something that's unhealthy for us too. So it's sort of a two-bladed sword that we're dealing with right now. Whereas if we just did away with all that unnecessary loss of resources, it would be better, obviously, for our health.
Meat production is inherently inefficient compared to growing plants for food. Vast tracts of tropical rainforests are destroyed annually to create space for livestock grazing and cultivating crops for livestock feed. According to a United Nations Environment Program report, animal agriculture-related activities take up 38% of our planet's land. Producing animal products also consumes huge volumes of water. For example, a person uses up to 15,000 liters of water per day for a meat-based diet, which is 15 times as much water as a vegan would use.
Water itself is the most concern of any scientists that are studying where we're going in our future. We are running out of land, of course, but we're expected to deplete our water systems by 40% just in the next 19 years. So if we didn't use the water for all of the aspects of animal agriculture, we certainly could be applying it more frugally to our own use right now. They're concerned about water scarcity, when in reality, it's more about water management. Instead of technologies, we need to start looking at choices. Instead of choosing to eat animal products, which uses this massive amount of water, that we could be using water just to sustain ourselves. If you use your acre to grow grass-fed livestock, 1 acre isn't normally enough. You would need 5, 10, even up to 20 acres in most land in the world. And when you do that, after 2.5 years, which is what it would take to grow one grass-fed cow, you would essentially end up with about 480 pounds of that type of animal product that people are calling food. In the course of that 2.5 years, you would create or produce about 3 to 4 tons of methane and carbon dioxide, and you would also use minimally 20 to 30,000 gallons of water. Now, minimally, that's what they would drink, but in most cases, they would use about 1 million to 2 million gallons of water because of all the alfalfa or other aspects of water use that they would need to use to even irrigate the land to produce grasses for them to eat. Whereas if you use that same acre of land to produce something like a kale and quinoa combination, you would have the equivalent, an average, after 2.5 years, of about 15,000 pounds of food produced. Well, if you slivered off an eighth of an acre and you threw in some hydroponics, you could grow about 30,000 pounds of tomatoes during that 2.5 year period of time. And you'd end up with food that's infinitely healthier for you to eat and for our planet to grow versus the animal products.
the value of biodiversity is inestimable. Globally, a wide range of plant species keep nature in balance, feed the world's population, and improve the quality of life for humans and animals. For example, over 70,000 plant species are sources of medicine. Plants also protect water resources, soil, and support nutrient storage. Due to the production and consumption of animal foods and other hugely detrimental human activities, we have entered what is being called the sixth great extinction event, with the current rate of biodiversity loss of plants and animals 1,000 to 10,000 times higher than the natural background extinction rate.
Most people don't equate their choice of foods with the loss of a species like the Javan tiger, or Tasmanian tiger, or Ridley sea turtle. But in fact, the largest component of loss of biodiversity is due to loss of habitat, according to numerous scientific organizations like the World Conservation Union. The documentation that they've seen will show very clearly that most of the land is being used by livestock, not agriculture. So 30,000 animal species are going extinct per year. In just one day, there'll be another 82 animal species gone forever. Most of those animal species are affected in one way or another, our food that we're eating, by either unsustainable fishing practices in our oceans or the animal agriculture that we're seeing on land. By eating fish, we're contributing to loss of biodiversity. We're contributing to global warming because it's affecting the amount of oxygen that's in our oceans right now. We're also affecting our own health because fish, in fact, have cholesterol. They still have many other issues that will affect us. Obviously, if we're moving over entirely to a plant-based diet, we're going to be true stewards of our planet by not creating such loss of habitat and destructions in our oceans, so species will be preserved.
Dr. Openlander estimates that meat consumption leads to a minimum of $150 billion U.S. dollars in healthcare costs in the U.S. annually. He now explains how he arrived at his conclusion.
What I usually do is I try to frame it slightly differently. I try to point out that we have a $2.1 to $2.3 trillion healthcare costs in America. Last year, it was $2.1 to $2.3 trillion. Now, the minimal amount that you can quantify as applied to eating livestock is somewhere around $150 billion. That's minimal. That's because if you add up the $88 billion from foodborne illnesses from livestock, or the $180 billion from hypertension, the $300 billion a year from heart disease or cardiovascular concerns, and then there's diabetes for another $120 billion. And eating livestock or animals is minimally between 20 to 25 to 30% risk factor of all those. So is that at least $150 billion. I feel like that this should be taken into account with our national health care plan and insurance. I feel that the title of my next book should be, Why Should We Be Paying for What Everybody Else Decides to Eat?
Livestock raising is the single largest human-induced source of methane emissions, a highly potent heat-retaining greenhouse gas which has 72 times the warming potential of carbon dioxide over a 20-year period.
Scientists know that we are in an escalated global warming period with more greenhouse gases in our atmosphere than at any other time. So we have to do something to solve it. We can't continue on with what we're doing. The United Nations 2006 report called the livestock's long shadow of stated it was 20% of all of our greenhouse gas emissions, which is more than all of our transportation sector, all the airplanes, cars, trucks, and trains that we drive and fly every day. Some researchers that were also looking at it on the side very carefully since then have demonstrated that livestock is responsible for 51% of all greenhouse gas emissions found in our atmosphere. It's an issue of raising animals to eat, and that's not going to change unless we get off of eating animals entirely.
Vegan organic farming improves the quality of our planet's soil, water, and air, and thus enhances biodiversity. The practice can also tackle climate change by absorbing and storing carbon dioxide. The Rodale Institute's farming trial in the U.S. verifies that organic agriculture, if practiced on our planet's 3.5 billion tillable acres, could sequester nearly 40% of current CO2 emissions.
There are many food movements, as you know, now. There's slow food, real food, organic, being a locavore. There's so many different food movements right now. The issue is that they all are like a barge going down the river, and they're carrying behind it this long line that's attached to animals. All of them are. So they're not getting anywhere. In fact, they're dragging more resources with it. So we need to clip the line, essentially, get the animals out of that equation. So real food and slow food and organic food and buying local food are all extremely healthy without the animals. You can say that whether it's organic or not organic, it doesn't matter if it applies to animals because it's not going to be healthy for our environment, for our planet, or for ourselves. Now, if you're talking about organic and non-organic or inorganic or vegetable sources and plant sources, sure.
A respectful salute, Dr. Richard Openlander, for your dedicated efforts to study the tremendously harmful impacts of the livestock industry and convey the message about the virtues of the organic plant-based diet. May your benevolent work touch many more lives in the future. For more information on Dr. Richard Openlander, please visit www.comfortablyunaware.com. His book, Comfortably Unaware, is available at the same website. Honored viewers, thank you for joining us on Planet Earth, our loving home. May we always experience abundant love and bliss from heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE.